This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is still trying to come to grips with the video showing five Memphis police officers pummeling Tyre Nichols after a traffic stop, an attack in early January that led to his death. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton devoted his National Action Network broadcast to the fatal police beating that left Tyre Nichols dead and five officers fired and arrested.
You don't beat a man to death, an unarmed man that you know was no threat to you. There's no excuse.
He says he's disappointed all the officers are black.
We march to get blacks and browns in the police department.
And Sharpton calls on Congress to approve the George Floyd bill, created but not passed. There have been no police nor community officials who have publicly tried to defend the officers' actions heard on their body cameras. Even their chief, C.J. Davis, says there's no explanation.
That level of aggression just makes you wonder, what in the world happened?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of people, including foreign diplomats and activists, paid homage Saturday to a human rights lawyer who was shot dead in Eswatini, sparking alarm over political violence in Africa's last absolute monarchy. Diplomatic envoys from the United States, European Union, the United Kingdom, and the United Nations attended a somber memorial service on the outskirts of the commercial capital, Manzini. Tulani Maseko was a political activist and a fierce critic of authorities in the tiny landlocked nation. He was gunned down through the window of his home last Saturday by unknown attackers. Hours before his murder, King Mswati had warned activists to defy him not to shed tears about mercenaries killing them. VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in New Hampshire.
First trip back to New Hampshire. This is about the beginning, you know. This is it. We're starting. We're starting right here as a candidate for president. And you've probably seen the polls. We're really doing great.
Later Saturday, he's going to be in South Carolina. The appearances in the early voting states mark the first campaign events since Trump announced his latest run more than 2 months ago. A sluggish start to a campaign he announced in November has left many questioning his commitment to running again. Russia accused the Ukrainian military of deliberately striking a hospital in Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine on Saturday in what it said was a war crime that killed 14 people and wounded 24 patients and medical staff. There was no immediate response to the allegations from Ukraine, and the claim was not independently verified. The Russian Defense Ministry said the alleged strike hit a hospital in a Russian-held settlement and was carried out using a U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket launch system. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the country with long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Tens of thousands of Israelis flocked to Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government. Protesters say the plans will threaten Israeli democracy. The plans have sparked fierce debate in Israel, prompting large weekly demonstrations in Tel Aviv and other cities, with more than 100,000 protesters attending last week's demonstration. Sweden's foreign ministry on Saturday warned Swedes in Turkey to avoid crowds and demonstrations following protests there over the burning of a Koran by a far-right politician in Stockholm last week. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.